So it tells us as a committee and as a church that the time has come for major restructuring for the festival. We cannot continue with business as usual. There is time for change. Change is inevitable and it must come. It must come from the committee, the central committee, right down to the zones. We cannot continue to do business the same way, because the strategies of the devil are changing to counteract what we are doing for God. So we have to change our strategy. The gospel message remains the same, but the method must change. You can own this festival when you participate in it, when you invest in it, when you purchase a ticket as a Christian, you're declaring ownership. When you speak well about it, you're declaring ownership of the festival. We witness some dynamic, explosive talent, and we want to harness this talent to ensure that we capture it and market it. Just as how we are bringing in foreign artists, we want to be able to send out our artists. How about that, brothers and sisters? And we must, and this is what Gospel Fest is all about. Unlike some other Caribbean countries, they focus a lot on big name artists, they bring them in, and that is good to experience what the rest of the world have to offer. But this is about that, but more than anything else, this is about nurturing and developing what we have home.